Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy, the number one fuckboy, the number one fuckboy, Johnny G. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, give him a shout out. All right, thanks for nothing. And joining me in the High and Mighty Studios, returning guest. She's only been on once before, but she's literally my favorite person ever that has guested on this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, actor, writer, comedian, talent, dancer, quadruple threat, Tiffany Gabrus, a.k.a. Tiff. Hi, Tiff.
Hello, hello. I just wanted to be like Gary Delabate.
You wanted to be a lifelong whack packer?
Yeah.
Baba Booey. Babe, good to see you.
It's good to see you too. I'm
so excited you're doing the podcast because your phone is off, that means, and that's very exciting for me.
I'm so sad about it. Well, he spoke. Oh, he sneezed. Doesn't count. Yeah. Oh, and now he's throwing up.
Oh, right. Yeah. Artie's puking despite not reacting at all to when I give him a shout out as my nearly silent co-host.
This is going great.
My son. Our son.
Our son. Our furry little baby.
Our furry little baby. We're obnoxious dog parents, people, as you can assume, since we're upper middle class LA people without children.
We're not upper middle class.
We're upper class. No, we're 1%.
We live in an apartment.
But we're 1%ers, bitch.
No.
Yes, we are. I'm a fucking rich douche. I'm a majorly rich douche.
Well, you're definitely just a douche.
Show your tax returns. You're so much like Trump, babe.
It's rude.
I know. I'm attacking so rude. You right away.
I'm leaving.
No, you can't, actually.
I'm leaving and I'm taking my phone with me.
No, stay. Keep your phone here. Beans, yeah. Another nickname I have for Tiffany. You'll hear a bunch of them by accident over the course of this podcast. So how excited are you to be back on the podcast? For maybe every single day since you were a guest, you've been talking about coming back on and doing more episodes. But then when this was actually looming, you seemed less and less excited about it. It seemed like you got a little bit of nervous about it.
No, I wasn't nervous. I just feel like you're generally not excited to have me here. It doesn't feel welcoming and I don't feel safe.
You don't feel safe?
I don't feel safe.
You're in your own home.
But I'm in your office.
Yeah.
It's not safe in here.
Oh, it's safe in here. I wouldn't sit on anything bare ass, but it's safe in here.
No, I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, you are.
I wanted to do this many more times than just this once.
Scott, don't get distracted by Arthur. Stay on the podcast.
Sorry. And I feel like I really had to force you into it.
No, it's perfect. This is the 200th episode. I've done 200 episodes.
Is it 201?
It's probably closer to like 205 because there's like bonus episodes and like I fucked up the math. Someone pointed out last time that what we thought was the 100th episode was really the 99th or the 101st or something.
Correct.
But this one is at least number 200. Who cares what the real thing? It's my bicentennial. 200 episodes is like almost 4 years.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that
you?
Exciting?
I think
so. Or depressing?
It's both. It's awesome. Running a podcast for 4 years is fun. But then it's like when you think back on how many bullshit conversations I've had with my friends and over the course of the last 4 years. Actually, you know what? No, I'm proud of this.
You should be proud of it.
Yeah,
do you have a favorite episode?
Yes.
Besides the last one I did.
Besides episode 100? Mm-hmm. What's my favorite episode? I love my Anthony Atamanik conspiracy theory episodes.
So good. I always look forward to those.
Yeah, those are some of my favorites. Betsy and Mono eating Taco Bell. But you don't have to have the mics on to enjoy eating Taco Bell with Betsy and Mono. So it's not really as much as I enjoy the episode as much as I enjoy just getting high.
And he really does lick your podcast guest.
Yeah.
What is happening right now? Get down.
He's a freak. He really is licking you. And this is where I awkwardly have to try to get him to stop quietly because he's like licking a female guest's bare leg or something. I'm like, knock it off. And they're like, no, it's okay. And I'm like, Arthur, stop. And I'm like, do you have lotion on? And then I'm like, do you have lotion on? It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets licked again.
And they just offer to put lotion on their legs and things get really weird.
Yeah, only one person's ever took me up on it and it was Bobby Moynihan. I lotioned up Bobby Moynihan's legs on my birthday episode. Give it a listen. Check it out. Bugs, but this episode is going to be questions for you because you're the guest. You're excited to be on the podcast. I should have used this opportunity just to have your unbroken attention for like 1 hour. This is like, in hindsight, instead of asking Twitter to give me questions, I should have just made you talk to me, you engage with me.
I know. That's what I think is so weird about you fighting so hard to have me do this, because all you do all day long is like vie for my attention, starting with the second you wake up and you come out into the living room in the morning while I'm getting ready.
Yeah. And you can also say, and fail. I vie for your attention and barely succeed in getting it.
I just feel like I shouldn't have to pay attention to you, even though you really want me to.
Right. Well, that's how I'm broken.
Yeah.
That's my thing I'm dealing with my whole life is I'm seeking acceptance and attention from anyone and everyone. Strangers that listen to this podcast, their acceptance and their attention means so much to me.
I know. Well, so I don't feel special.
But your attention is the most important of all.
I'm rolling my eyes. You guys can't see it, but I'm rolling my ass, which is a common theme in this house.
We can't actually tell you that every time she does it or else this podcast will be 2.5 hours long because she is in a semi-permanent eye roll. It went from behind my back to you used to look away and now you don't even look away anymore, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I feel like you should see my reaction. It's only fair. Like I'm feeling it. So like you should have to feel it too.
Wow. It sucks more to get caught doing an eye roll than it is to openly eye roll. Cause I'm like, hey, you just rolled your eyes at me when you were like looking at the mirror by yourself, which is how I've caught you like 5 times.
That's cause I'm always looking at the mirror.
Fair enough. Yes. I can't get your attention, but we know what can. the tale of Echo and Narcissus.
If I'm not on the phone, I'm at the mirror.
Let's get into questions. Let's go to a mutual friend of ours.
Oh, okay.
The guest from the porn episode, host of the Throwback Podcast, at Bob Castrone says, if you could change one thing about your husband, besides the obvious, what would it be?
What's the obvious?
I think he means either lengthening my dick or shrinking my gut.
Oh, I like both those things.
Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome.
And then that's your issue. My thing is I want attention, and your thing is that you like whatever's happening.
Well, it always makes me feel tinier that you're larger, and I have a very shallow vagina, so
it works out. You heard it right here. Mrs. Gabrus has the shallow vagina. Sha-la-la-la.
Oh, no, don't. Don't do that.
I'm going to start singing Shallows every time we have sex now. I'll be like, when I'm in your mouth, I could say, I'm off the deep end.
Move on.
Yeah. All right.
No one wants to hear this.
Somebody does.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, well, that's the main person who doesn't want to. I barely want to talk about it.
What would be the thing I would change about you? Probably your lack of hygiene. It really drives me crazy.
Yeah, no, it's... I have second thoughts about this episode.
Are we just like...
Are you going to just give me life notes?
Maybe. This just turns into like...
I have bad hygiene.
You do. I'm not
smelly.
No, but it's also something you can control and like you just choose not to. And it's just like such a sign of laziness. And
because I don't brush my teeth before bed.
You don't brush your teeth before bed.
I want to.
Never floss.
Yeah, that's
it's fucking gross.
That's big, big string is behind the whole thing.
No,
it's the string industry. They push floss so that you can buy string, and then they can raise the prices of string.
I think this is why you like podcasting so much, because nobody can see you while you're doing it, so you don't have to worry about.
First of all, I have I don't have like visible hygiene issues. Well, relax. No. What? All right. What are they, tough guy? What's visibly dirty about me?
Visible, like to the outside world?
Yeah.
People probably don't realize.
No, people have no idea. Yeah, I brush my teeth before I'm out in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't brush my teeth before bed. It's so hard. It's so hard to do anything when you can just go to sleep.
Or have like a thin mint before bed.
That was one time. And
it was
that
like
works,
more than once.
But it works perfectly. I used to have a thin mint before bed because it was like a trick to brush your teeth. You keep reaching for your phone and then switching to your mezcal cocktail. You're two addictions. You can't decide.
I can't.
You're double fisting, texting, and your
phone won't work.
Good.
But
thank you, Airplane Moan. Yeah. Our mutual friend, Nick Mundy, at Dick Fundy, says, just thank her.
Aw, so, thank you. No, thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Nick, newly a dad. Congrats.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations.
From the Fat People episode. Well, one of the 500 episodes I did. All right, let's get into some questions. Tiff, you ready to rock?
Yeah, let's do this thing.
all right, here, this is from at Swidgen's Onesie. He says, say Arthur could speak English. Mm. Which of these comedy legends would you choose to be the voice and personality of the old boy? 1, Jerry Seinfeld. 2, Norm MacDonald. 3, David Letterman. 4, other. Come on, these are solid choices. So if you don't like one of the first three, we can go with another. Do you have a voice if you can give Arthur the voice of, let's say, any old-timey or old comic?
I would say Rodney Dangerfield.
Right, yeah,
he teaches at Rodney.
Hey, I tell you, I get no respect.
Yes.
I'm a Boston Terrier, but I live in Los Angeles, you know? I get no respect. My dad jerks off in front of me.
Wait, what's going on?
I don't jerk off in front of Arthur.
He's like mostly off to the side or something.
He has seen it, unfortunately. I'm like, get out of here.
And then he comes over and licks it up.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
That's why he loves paper towels. The garbage. I think Rodney Dangerfield is a great one.
Yeah.
That's a great... Artie has the voice. Oh, here's a good one. Here's from at Luke Damamio. Who's Gabrus's funniest friend?
Ooh, your funniest friend? Oh my gosh. You have so many funny friends. Yeah. I mean, everybody's funny.
You're
like, who?
Your favorite is probably, my guess would be, it's hard to pick favorites because they're actual friends of ours. But the person who I think makes you laugh the most is maybe Nicole.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I completely. I don't think we hang out with Nicole enough.
Right. But she's my friend.
Totally. Like, yeah. Love Nicole. Like, she's the fucking funniest. But I'm thinking, like, who are we with? Like a lot that makes me laugh the most.
Oh, you love Doug Mand.
I do. Doug is so funny.
Doug Mand from the Pets episode and the Thanksgiving Eve episode. He's like one of the funniest. Him and Dan Greger are longtime writing partners. Wrote a great pilot for me and Betsy. MTV didn't buy it. If you're listening, development execs, buy it. Please, me and Tiff are trying to buy a house.
They're not listening.
If you're listening, development execs, what the fuck are you doing?
What's wrong with
your life? 200 episodes deep and you haven't thrown me a fucking nickel? Fuck you guys.
Who do you think is your funniest friend?
That's tough.
I know.
I think my brothers are so fun.
Well, I automatically like went to your brothers mainly because they're so good at making fun of you. And I,
right. They're so funny to me because they're so good at roasting me.
Yeah.
But I think that's why you like them too.
I love it because I thrive off of it.
Yeah. Their subject matter is me, which is your favorite.
Which is so much fun.
Yeah.
But then like,
they're making fun of my mom.
They're just ruthless.
Yeah. They're really two of the funniest people.
Yeah. No,
they
are.
And I know a lot of funny people.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, we have so many funny friends.
So many. I mean, it's such a great question. I feel like there should be such an obvious answer, but I don't think they're.
Yeah, it's tough. Betsy, hysterical.
Obviously,
yeah.
I mean, Mono, you know, Sean's always like one of my favorite podcast guests.
Sean Clements makes Tiffany
laugh a lot.
Because he's mean.
He's mean. And I love that.
Because
meaner the better, please.
It's so funny that him and you, two people I love so much, are two people that I am always concerned about how they feel about me.
So afraid of us. Never know if we really like you or not.
I'd throw Rogers in that category.
I was thinking Ben, too.
Yeah, and of course Ben is funny because he's also mean.
So mean. I like mean people.
Oh yeah, Ben. Yeah, Ben isn't actually a very kind, and Sean
no,
are both very
not.
Kind,
yes.
But their comedy is
their
like tough or dark.
Yeah,
that's a really good question.
That was a great question.
Yeah. Wow, I'm gonna get.
Oh, and Ryan Stanger. I'm just kidding.
And the Stangerbot. And,
someone asked Stangerbot or Stanger Gorgon is your favorite. I was like, I'm not even asking. Oh, yeah. At C Parks T says, does she prefer Stangerbot or Stanger Gorgon? That's a really funny.
It's really funny. Yeah.
Oh, here's a good question from NemaFoo1. Mm-hmm. At NemaFoo1. What podcasts do you listen to or any at all? Questions for Tiff.
SSDGM, baby. I love my favorite murder.
Tiff's a diehard, what do you guys call yourselves? Murderinos?
Murderinos. I mean, I don't refer to myself as a murderino. I don't like to be categorized.
Right.
I'm put in a box that way. No, I love them. I think it's just like hanging out with friends. I love putting it on while I'm cooking.
Yeah. And you've been into... I've known you since we were...
I love murder.
Yeah,
murder's
that's
so
a terrifying element of your personality. But since I've known you since you were 19 and you've been obsessed with true crime since before then.
Yeah, I was reading true crime books when I was...
In the 90s.
In like the 90s. Yeah, was I in the... It might have been in the 90s.
Well, I met you in 2001.
There was so much fucked up shit. I mean... You've recently come around to like listening to some stuff and you're like, you have to check out this podcast or Bear Brook
or Dirty John.
I hated Dirty John so much.
Right. And you didn't like them because you're so used to true crime.
That it takes like a lot for me to be really impressed by the like sociopathic level of people.
But do you think true crime is like listening to as much true crime or being such a fan of true crime as you are? Don't you think it's affecting your real life?
Yeah, it makes me crazy and I love it. I feel like I am smarter with like being aware of my surroundings and being cognizant of what's going on and protecting myself because of it.
Oh, interesting.
You know, I do. It's like that.
I forget where I heard this.
Like fear
is
a good
this.
Thing for some reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was the comedian Jen Curran. She was on a podcast and either the topic or I listened to it or I read about it was... how true crime and like all these murder podcasts and shows are a way for women to comfortably say they're afraid of like these possibilities.
And I think it's like,
why I think women flock to it and bond to it because it is sort of like bond with each other over because it is sort of like,
totally.
This is shit I'm worried about.
Well, it's stuff that we're constantly worried about. Like
it's
not
male privilege.
It totally is. Like, you don't have to worry about walking the dog late at night.
Right.
Because nothing's going to happen to you. Like, literally every time I leave the house, it's like, what the fuck's going to happen? I'm like, if I walk in the back and there's like some dude going through the garbage and like he's like being crazy or because like, I mean, that specifically hasn't happened. But like, we live in LA and there's... Right. Crazy people everywhere.
And, I mean, there's always like a sketchball wandering around. There's always, I mean, sometimes there's people in the back going to the garbage who are completely fine.
Yeah.
Just people getting some recycling going. But then there are sometimes people that are shouting and on the street.
No, it's like just intimidating being a woman sometime.
Oh,
I
can only imagine.
Like, I'll never forget that literally the night before I moved out of my parents' house and we were moving in together in Brooklyn, I had this like, oh shit moment where I realized I'm going to have to get home late at night, taking the subway home. And then I'm going to have to like walk like a half a mile by myself.
Yeah. We used to live pretty far from the subway station.
We lived it was a really beautiful neighborhood, like Carroll Gardens, love it.
We lived in Carroll Gardens West.
And I did end up getting, I guess, technically assaulted.
You got assaulted on the street.
On the street in the morning.
Yeah.
That was really infuriating. And I almost let it go.
And wait until after work, you fucking pervert scumbags.
Yeah, I was like, don't grab my ass at like 8:30 because I know you're not drunk. So I can't even write it off as an excuse.
Right. And you shouldn't have to, obviously.
No,
and that was fucking awful.
Yeah,
That's
it was
crazy.
Terrible. But like the best part about it was like I got to go to the precinct and they were like, when I called them, they're like, wait there. I'm like, I'm not fucking waiting here. I'm like, I'm so mad right now.
And
I walked over.
We were pretty close to the police.
We were so close. We were like two blocks away. And I went there and it was all female officers. And they were like, oh, we're going to get this motherfucker. And guess what, guys? We didn't. But we tried really
hard.
We
got in the car.
I got in the car. We drove around for like 2.5 hours. It was crazy.
That's so fucking crazy.
It was crazy. So like
the dude crossed the street, right?
He did. He saw me. I saw him. He was like, I don't know. He was like kind of like half doing this like weird jog thing and then saw me and crossed the street. And I was walking to work and shockingly going through my bag to go get my phone out. And I kind of got distracted. And I was like, that seems weird that he's now crossing the street. But I let it go. And as he walked by me, he grabbed my ass. And I have this moment where I'm like, did that just happen? Because it just didn't feel normal.
It shouldn't.
Because it's not normal.
Right.
It's definitely not normal.
Not something it's supposed to happen to you on the street.
And I was like, I can't be bothered. And like true New Yorker, like fashion, like fucking lunatics, whatever. I can't be bothered. And I was like, no, that is not cool. I'm like, and that's how this shit starts, right? Like an ass grab, a tit grab. Right. And then like, you know, like serious things are happening. Yeah. So I like started like screaming at him. I bolted. And then that's when I called the cops and then walked over there. But like, I have just like a couple of like weird tips for like when I don't want, you know what, maybe we don't need to get into this. I don't like stress your viewers out, your listeners out.
No, they know they live in the world
like
too.
My favorite tiny trick is whenever I have the front door open here and we do have a security system. So if any of you people out there are trying to,
Don't fucking come near us.
I think it'd be like a funny joke. No, I have ADT, motherfuckers.
Yeah. We have ADT. Tiffany is armed to the teeth.
Artie's really pit bull.
Yeah, Artie's an off-camera pit bull.
I do have mace. I have a knife.
Like. We know. I have Filipino fighting sticks. We're going to be okay.
But I always have the door locked because it's always like this thing in movies where someone goes to like slam the door shut or something and the person's already like turned the knob and then you can't latch it. So I always have...
You keep the door locked.
I keep the door already locked. So if I have to slam it shut, I can.
Yeah.
Same thing with the bedroom when you're not here.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
all right. Next question. This is getting really
dark. Wait,
hold
on. Let's talk about another time we called the cops in Brooklyn because it's another fun story I remember.
With a guy driving down the street in the wrong direction. I love calling 911. Like when it's needed.
Oh God, I can't wait for you to have a heart attack so I can call 911 and say hi.
Yes.
No, I will say it's great to see 911 work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, when they actually respond. Yeah.
So we lived on a one-way street.
They actually respond. They're just like flipping about it. Like, maybe we'll go to this one.
They usually respond. We lived on a one-way street and one day we were kind of hanging out on the porch or we saw from the window or something like that.
Were they going to walk to brunch or something? I don't know.
Oh yeah. And a fucking car raced up the wrong way on the one-way street.
Doing like 60 on a very short street.
And the street ends with a brick wall over the BQE. Yeah. So we were like, holy shit, is this guy going to kill himself? But then he slams on the brakes and he's sort of facing a T at the end of a one-way street facing the wrong way.
Screaming like a lunatic inside his car, slamming on.
Flipping out, revving his engine, going apeshit. And we were like.
So many families around, like people crossing. Like we were like shouting.
He was throwing shit out the windows.
We were like, just
walk around. Yeah. We're like, walk around. Don't go near that car. Don't care. So we call 911. This is a fucking cool ass moment. I'm not a big fan of police in general, but this was a dope ass moment. We call 911 and they're like, yeah, we'll send somebody on their way. And this is fucking, we're in Brownstone, Brooklyn. We're in Carroll Gardens. So all of a sudden a fucking Toyota Prius comes ripping up the wrong way on our street. And the Prius has these tinted windows and it like skids right in front of our house and out get like four brolic,
like huge
Latino cops, like huge jack dudes. And they were undercover because in Brooklyn, undercover means a Prius with tinted windows. Yeah. They got out. They all had on like Ed Hardy shirts and like jeans. And they were all these big brolic dudes. Yeah. And they just we got to watch like a full on. They walked up to the car, walked around. The guy wouldn't get out of the car. They had their guns drawn. And then they went up to the dude, reached in and fucking cranked him out.
Grabbed him out.
It was so dope.
He ended up throwing like dildos outside of the car. He was like a crazy meth head or something,
when
right?
When we went to go see what he threw out the window, it was like, I remember it was called like the Big Daddy.
It was huge.
It was like 11 inches and it said like Big Daddy on it. And
I'm like, it was huge. It was like 6 inches.
Yeah, 6 inches is huge.
Huge.
You hear that, America? So backing that all the way back to the first, what podcast do you listen to?
So My Favorite Murder. I really love, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I just went blank in it. What is wrong with me? You Must Remember This.
Oh yeah.
It's such a wonderful podcast.
Love You Must Remember This.
Written, narrated.
By Karina Longworth.
That's me. It's really great. If you're just like into anything like old timey Hollywood, you can go through and like select like who you want to listen to.
I always bring this up as a recommendation. If you're not sure where you want to listen to, listen to the Manson
Murders. It's so good.
And it's not,
just because
if you
like
know
murder.
Stuff about Manson, even if you know stuff about Manson, it's like about the culture around what was happening.
Yeah, like what was and like happening how he's in like California to the Beach in like the 1960s. And,
It's very cool. It's very interesting. Kind of tells you about who the biker people are, who the farm people are. It's super interesting. That's a good one. You also are always listening to A Funny Feeling.
I love A Funny
Betsy
Feeling.
And Marcy's.
I was about to try to like sing their theme song. And I was like, that's a bad idea. It's not a song, but it's like, whatever. It's so good. It's so cute.
Well, thank you for listening to A Funny Feeling. Let's get wild.
Yes. Pod Save America, but like, ugh, everybody does. I'm not saying ugh to them. I'm just saying like, that's
although
a given. I want to talk
to you about this because we haven't had a chance to. Those guys kind of are annoying me lately.
I haven't listened in a minute.
I need to get like a new, it's fine. I need to get a new liberal podcast to listen to.
I don't know. Like, what would that be? I don't know. Also, I listen to Howard Stern like every morning.
Yeah, so you
like,
don't have that much time to listen to podcasts.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. And it's bad because like I even get behind on yours because Howard's on like Monday through Wednesday.
Behind on mine. You're very behind.
I'm
and
so
that's
behind.
Okay. Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
I get it in
like
real
one
life.
Of the questions is like, do you like High and Mighty, Raised by TV, or Action Boys best? I'm like,
Next question.
Oh, here's a question.
Yeah.
This is from @_Taylor_.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage Gabrus's snoring after a big night of drinking?
Oh my God, I don't manage it.
Do you preemptively make him sleep on the couch? Asking for my wife.
Oh, that's sweet. No, I don't. You're also super sweet and cognizant of the fact that like you are going to be snoring that night. Like you're going to be like, I'm pre-apologizing. This is what's going to go down.
Yeah, because I don't drink that much anymore. So when
don't,
I do,
you
I'm
don't.
Like, fuck, I know it's
usually I'm so drunk that like I don't hear you snoring
well,
if you've had
why
a little
I'm
bit.
Drinking. Usually I have to drink because I'm like, God knows what's going to happen to me tonight before bed.
I'm so scared. No, but every night I kind of block off all senses as possible. Like I put on a face mask. This is regardless of if John's going to be snoring or not, like an eye mask. And I put earplugs in every night. Also because Artie snores on the regular.
Yes. Artie snores more frequently than me.
Yes.
And he sleeps closer to you.
Yes. He's in between us every single night, possibly sharing a pillow with me or John. Like it's intense.
I'm so concerned that I'm going to kill him somehow because he's always like, if I roll over on my side, I used to think it was because I was warm. He wanted to tuck closer. But Tiffany explains that if I go on my side, physics means my side of the bed lowers and Arthur can't help but roll into me. I have like my own fucking gravitational pull on our bed. We need to get a California King. Maybe.
We need one so badly.
Yeah. And we need a couple more.
We need so many things.
We need a lot of things.
We need a lot of things.
We have a lot of things and we need a lot of things.
We need like more important things.
Yeah. Like AKA a house.
Like a house.
Yeah. We have a lot of other stuff, but the thing we want in life is a house. Yeah. That's right. Someone the other day, because I forgot what I was talking about on the podcast. Oh, I said I was talking about not having a dishwasher and how much it sucks.
I know. It's terrible. Oh, my God. But we're like almost 40 and we don't have a dishwasher.
Someone tweeted like, today I learned that some of my favorite podcasters live in apartments and don't have dishwashers. And it's
it is rough.
They assume because we're like in comedy that we have money. And it's like, no, we chose to live in the most expensive.
I have a full-time job. I have a good.
You have had a full-time job
full-time
for as
forever,
long as I've known you.
And I've never had a dishwasher. It's so, but I'm like, what am I doing wrong in life? Like, what's wrong? What?
On October 15th, 2011, you got yourself a dishwasher.
I did. A dishwasher for life.
Who needs a dishwashing machine when you have a husband who doesn't have cooking
weed.
Skills and just smokes weed?
Gets high and does the dishes. It's great. I love it.
That's like how I counteract the guilt of getting stoned when you're not drinking or getting high. I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going to do the dishes. So at least if I get high, I'm like, but I did the dishes, babe.
No, it's so helpful. Keep it up.
I will.
Five stars.
Five star review, not bad.
Wait, that just reminded me.
I don't do them anymore.
Why?
I haven't done them for like 40 episodes.
I knew that because I've been listening.
Yeah, no.
Next question.
That wasn't even a question. That was you brought that up. This is from @SupermarketSweep, by the way. Great
what?
Fucking
That's a great
Twitter
name.
Handle. Oh, Supa. He doesn't have the R. That's how he got it. I just want you two to do a power hour.
Oh, I would love to do a power hour. So I technically do power hour every time you do power hour for the
every Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving.
Tiff plays
so
along from the crowd.
I do. With my mom and my like 72-year-old stepdad. Yeah. They play it with us. They are champions.
Your mom who's obsessed with Nicole Byer.
Oh my
Betsy,
God.
But
she's
obsessed with Nicole.
So obsessed with Nicole. She tagged Nicole today in a photo of herself, my mother. It's like she's 60 at the beach, like in her bikini, like hair back, like having like her like ad Corona picture. Ad. It's like yeah. such like a 1980s like beer poster. Like it's ridiculous. And tag Nicole. I'm like, Mom, don't tag Nicole.
Keep her out of this.
Keep Nicole. keep Nicole out of your Instagram feed.
This is from at Fart McGrath.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that's a great name also. Hope this isn't too personal, but there have been a few reference to you being type one. Does the number one fuckboy ever help you out with that? E.g. fetching you sugar for a low BG. Questions, hashtag questions for Tiff.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
We actually got into a fight last night at the movies. Was it last night or two nights ago? Because you made a joke about getting Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have type 1 diabetes. I got diagnosed when I was 30.
Yeah.
So it's late adult onset. It's really rare for it to happen. It was super shitty and frustrating. I had no symptoms. I had like no signs. So it was like really came out of like nowhere. It wasn't like a relief. Like, oh, in hindsight, there were definitely some things like really bad night sweats, eczema outbreaks. But it was an I had to go through so much educating and you had to get educated as well. And you're really good about knowing when I'm dropping even before I do. Cause I'll be like, oh, I feel weird. Or like, I don't know. I'm getting dizzy. And I don't know why I'm not like, oh, I must be running low.
Yeah.
I don't know why it like, oh, all
yeah,
these
I don't
years.
Know why either. I don't know why I have to tell you. Maybe
I just
it's
like,
your
don't
diabetes.
Pay attention to anything.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm in charge of keeping track of your blood sugar. In addition to all the other shit I have to
do. You're so good. But no, the other night, like you made a joke because we were going out to dinner and all I wanted was a bowl of pasta and I left my insulin at home. And when I eat carbs, that's when I have to take insulin because my body doesn't produce it. And I was so mad. And you made a joke about like, oh, well, now you can get yourself a Coke. And I'm like, no, I can't get my, I was like so angry about it. And I'm sorry that I was so angry about it because I was just like, because I think part of it for me was like, you know how I'm supposed to handle this, right? Like it made me like nervous where I'm like, if I'm low, you know, then I need something.
The main reason you were mad at yourself for forgetting it, but well, it was easier so to take it out on me when I said something stupid.
Pasta.
You could have had pasta.
No, but then I run high for too long and then you get a headache and
right.
you don't feel good. It's a whole thing.
Well, diabetics should have their shit on them.
I know at all times because I don't have a pump. And I know a lot of times people are like, get the pump. But the thing for me is I really am good about my diet and controlling it. And I don't eat carbs all the time. So I, a lot of days don't have to take any insulin until I go to bed at night. Cause it's my like overnight, like,
right. You don't want to have a pump on all day.
I
if you don't
just
need
have it.
It.
It's just like annoying. I just like, don't want to do it, but like kudos to anybody that does. Like, I think that's great. I think there are
everyone
super
who has
benefits.
It, everyone who love, has it. When it. I tell them Tiff doesn't want to do it, they're like, you have to convince her. It like, my life is so much easier.
Yeah.
That's what everyone says. But I said, oh, you try convincing Tiffany to change her mind about
like,
anything.
Have you ever talked to her? Have you ever tried to change your mind about something? Because she just digs her heels in more.
Yeah, she's never going to.
She's like real flexible, real cool, real chill.
Oh, here's a question that you'll like, I think. This is from at Ashley James, but like Jashley Ames. TBH.
Hey, Jashley.
TBH, just want to hear you both talk about Westchester versus Long Island.
Oh, girl. Preach.
Favorite topic.
Are you so sick of hearing about Long Island? Because I am.
Oh, my God.
I just feel like for lots of reasons, you can't even compare the two.
Right.
And I do understand that like.
You don't even think people who live in like 46 of the 50 states in their head, they don't think Westchester and Long Island are similar. Like,
no,
I think people in Alabama, Detroit, California,
I don't
Oregon,
think people even like know what Westchester is if you don't live like in the tri-state.
What Long Island is for some reason.
Because you guys are so loud and obnoxious. Like put your tattoo down. Stop it.
I'm flexing.
He's flexing because that's all he does with that tattoo.
That's all he does?
With that tattoo.
Well, what else can you do with a tattoo?
I mean, I don't know.
Right. Like,
you can like, I don't
to
know.
To show it to someone, I have to raise my arm and show I'm not. That's all you do with your tattoo. Well, tell me which people you know are doing like a lot with their tattoos.
Please,
or
put your tattoo to better use.
Yeah, what is that?
It doesn't make any sense. No. Go back, rewind, and delete this from the episode.
No way.
No edits. It's like a really funny thing because you have such Long Island pride. And I don't think I ever have like super Westchester pride until I started dating you and I started to get like competitive or combative about like
everything
Westchester versus Long Island.
I'm like, I know the main reason you have such Westchester pride is because I like Long Island.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry for everyone with Long Island. I truly hate Long Island. I'm just saying it. now and forever, like, not really a fan. It is just highways and strip malls. And, like, listen, I'm a New Yorker.
It's not like Westchester where you can get Hicks 45 minutes outside of New York.
Yeah, it's definitely more hickish. Like, I'm not even gonna, like, I'm not even trying to say, like, it's not like that. It's totally like that. But, like, God, you guys as a people, you're so aggressive and, like, loud all the time.
See, to me, Westchester people are the same.
No, we're loud too, but, like, oh my God, LIIR compared to, like, the Metro North Railroad, it's like night and day. It's so uncivilized.
Right.
I mean,
Long Island Railroad, way cheaper, way more affordable.
I don't care. I'm just gonna say this. Penn Station versus Grand Central. There's a reason why yours is so disgusting and ours isn't. Done.
That's not because of Westchester.
Yes,
we have Jersey people coming into fucking Penn.
Yep.
They're the ones fucking it up. No. They're getting off the fucking path, those freaks.
No, those, I mean, Jersey, like, listen, assholes. I don't, there are things actually about Long Island that I really do love. I do. Like, I love you. You came from Long Island.
To me, I think Westchester and Long Island are so similar, but Long Island wins because it has beaches. That's right. Like, what you, I think,
do,
in my end.
Yeah, you, yeah, guys do have beaches, but, like, we have the Hudson River, and, oh, it's, yeah,
we
beautiful.
Have the Atlantic Ocean.
I know, yeah, you do, but, like, we have the Hudson and all of her majesticness. What am I trying to say right now? Her majesty.
Mm-hmm. Neither really makes sense when Nothing you're talking about the Hudson River, but majesticness.
Like, our foliage in the fall, like, you can't compare.
Yeah, but I can take you leaf peeping. You just gotta go to the North Shore.
I mean, you don't have the Headless Horseman. We do.
Sag Harbor.
Ooh, whatever.
Cold Spring Harbor, whaling capital of New York. You can get scrimshaw done.
I mean, like, so much talent that does come out of Long Island, though. Like, it's, again, like, what's up, Howard Stern?
Right.
Lindsay Lohan, Natalie Portman, Billy Joel.
Howard Stern, like, Lindsay Lohan, no order. Natalie Portman. Hartman, Billy Joel. That's the Mount Long Island more. Well, yeah, you could just go Howard, Gary, Hine, all fucking there Long Islanders. Done. That's your big three. Eddie Murphy, Alec Baldwin,
Eddie
Jerry
Murphy?
Seinfeld. Eddie Murphy's from
I didn't know that. Yeah. I'm like Kevin Costner. No, not Kevin Costner. Mel Gibson.
Is from Verplank.
Is from Verplank, the town I was raised in, some, like, real hick-ass, like, area, you guys.
But
look it
he
up.
Moved to...
It's whack.
He moved to Australia, and he kind of, like, says he's Australian now.
Yeah.
Here's a question from at Dan Jepson. What's up, Jepson? What's your favorite action movie, and will Gabrus ever let you be on Action Boys?
So, I love Action Boys so much. I don't have Patreon. I'm not paying for it. So, what I do instead is I have the guys leave the door open whenever I'm home so I can listen to it, because I really do love listening to the three of you banter together. I think it's
she
so
really
fun.
Does. When she's, if she's home while we're recording, she makes Valverde open the door, mm-hmm, so she can listen to the pod while she does laundry or hangs out in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Which, oh my- I appreciate. That's, yeah, very nice. Yeah. Do you like action movies, though?
I love action movies. Oh, yeah, my God. Like, yeah. Indiana Jones, does that count as an action movie?
Hell yeah. It's in the genre,
it's
for sure.
It's in the genre, right? Yeah. Love Indiana Jones. Action movies. I loved, what was the latest one on Netflix that we just watched?
Triple Frontier.
Triple Frontier. Also, I'm sorry, everybody. I never know what I'm talking about, like, name or reference wise. Like, I'm constantly, yeah, like, what's that person that's
I
in
have
that
to
thing?
Translate for Tiffany so much that I get worried if she's out without me.
Oh my God. When I'm doing presentations or anything at work, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like never going to know what I'm talking about.
And you only speak clues that I would get. Yes. Like, you're always just like, what's okay. Remember the time we were on the train and we watched a video on, mm-hmm, the iPad together. I'm like, yeah, I think you're like the actress in it. I said, I know her from somewhere. What was her name? Like, babe. I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to know that?
I loved when I was a kid. It Looks Could Kill?
Oh, yeah.
The 80s movie. You guys did a...
With Clements. Yeah. Action Boys did an episode with Sean about If Looks Could Kill.
He was in that one. Is that the one where, like, the scorpion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah. What happened to that guy? What...
Oh, that's Richard Grieco.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what is...
Grieco!
Has he been in anything?
Not much. He was like the Johnny Depp's replacement in 21 Jump Street,
right, that's
too.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that movie when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, If Looks Can Kill rules. I'm the French teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
Fuck Johnny Depp, right?
I mean, what happened to him?
He fucking...
Holy.
Who knows, but he fell off hard.
Hard.
And I'm not even like... Fuck him for what he's done outside of movies, but also fuck him for movies too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He's weird. He's like become Captain Jack more than.
Do I have any other favorites? Like action
movies? You loved John Wick when you first saw it.
What? Yes. John Wick all day, every day. It's so good.
You love John Wick.
Yeah.
You do like the Avengers movies.
Yeah, they're fun, but that's like
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that count?
Everybody likes those. Yeah. But it is like action.
I do. I love John Wick so much. It's so good.
I mean, you like the good ones. You like Terminator 2 and shit like that. Like, who doesn't? But I'm trying to think of like things you really like. I know. I remember you loved John Wick. Yeah.
Loved John Wick.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think like, I guess it's not, I love horror so much, but I'm like The Descent. I'm like, that's not really action though. Yeah. They're just such like kick-ass women.
Yeah. We'll come back to that. We'll think, okay. I'll think of more action movies. Mm-hmm. Like, this is from at Troy Grass. What was your last A1C? The diabetes heads are out there.
Guys, major shout outs. My last one was a 5.8.
5.8. Yeah. Crushing it, girl.
Hey. That's without that pump.
You know, if you're ever single and on Tinder, your profile should say like your measurements, like whatever. And then A1C equals 5.8, you know, like 5'5", 34, 44, 34. I don't know what the numbers mean. Yeah. And then you say A1C 5.8, baby. Can you name all the stops along the LIRRs? Asks at Fuzzy Petals.
Massapequa Park.
That is two of them.
Wait, but start it. No, but don't do it. Everyone's heard this a million times.
I know, it's fine. I love it.
Okay, go.
Well, it's
Wantagh, Belmore, Freeport, Massapequa. I can't even say it.
You're doing it sort of, you're so close. You're like slightly out of order. It's okay. Rockville Center, Baldwin, Freeport, Merrick, Belmore, Wantagh, Seaford, Massapequa Park, Amityville, Lindenhurst, Copaig, and Babylon.
Oh, those last ones I couldn't do because those are after your stop.
Right. We get off at Wantagh or Belmore. Yeah, yeah. To go to my mom's.
All right. So I got like two or three.
You got two. That's great. This is from at Lighter Boots. Favorite Long Island mall? ?
I love the Roosevelt Field Mall. Yeah. It's a great one.
Biggest and best one. Yeah. That one rules. Here's a question from at Hey Gilly Gilly.
I'm so sorry if I offended any people from Long Island. It's just animosity from you talking about it all the time.
People from Long Island, we like
it. You guys get it though. Like, no, we like it. It fuels you, right?
Oh, if any one of my podcast listeners is mad at you for disparaging Long Island, then they should not be listening to the podcast. Then they're like my Long Island, because there is a tongue firmly in my cheek about how much I love.
Yeah.
Like, I had ironic Long Island pride that turned into real Long Island pride.
Right? Yeah. I think like it's something that really evolved.
Well, I'm like truly proud to be from there, but I'm not proud of what it is.
That's fair.
This is from Hey Gilly Gilly. Have you ever punched John in the face?
Do you like how I just stop and really think about that? No, I've never really, I've like slapped you, but like not slapped you in the face, but like jokingly, like never like, why would I punch you in the face?
Just so much sass.
Gilly Gilly, what's going on over there?
Yeah. Outside of sexual situations, no.
Never. I will say, one time we were on the subway.
Oh my God, I was going to use this as an opportunity to tell this story about you.
No, you go.
No, you go.
No, you're the better storyteller.
Yeah, because you can't remember anything.
No, I can remember. We were on the subway.
You can remember the story. I'm saying like the reason I have to tell all the stories is because you forget details.
But you go. I insist it's your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just the guest.
You're just the guest. Can you please leave so I could talk for hours?
Bye.
We were on the subway and... it was a crowded subway car. It is a rainy day in New York City. We're going home to Brooklyn. And Tiff points her umbrella at my crotch and is like kind of being funny and then pushes the button that shoots the umbrella out. And it hits me in the dick and balls.
And I thought I was far enough back that it was like just going to miss him, which would have been so great.
Instead, it fucking planted on my dick and balls and knocked me down. Like,
it was terrible. And like I felt... so awful that I probably was laughing.
Right, you were laughing, but then you saw other people on the subway.
Well, no, there was a guy that was laughing.
Right, well, some people were laughing, but everybody realized what you did was clearly painful.
I felt so terrible.
I screamed.
Yeah, it was bad. It
really hurt.
Not my finest moment.
People on the subway were like, Jesus, lady.
I think I'm coming across really poorly today.
Well, surprise, this is couples therapy. I win. I won the relationship. Oh, here's a question from at Rusted Shackles. Mm-hmm. Rusty Shackleford.
Does no one just use their name anymore?
Yeah, well.
It's great. No, like people are like very creative. I love it.
Well, his name is Rusty Shackleford. So his name being Rusted Shackles is
that makes sense. Okay.
What is your secret to sharing a space together while respecting boundaries and personal time?
Oh.
Thanks, comma, love the show.
Oh. Okay. I would say it's a few things. I don't think we have like some like secret formula. I will say a big thing for us when we moved to LA is we have 1.5 bathrooms now, which just means we have a bathroom that has a toilet in it.
Yeah.
And like you and I not having to share a toilet. It's not even about the bathroom. It's specifically the toilet.
Yes.
It was a problem.
Everyone thinks it's part of an act how much I talk about shit.
Hygiene.
Having my own toilet is a life-saving situation. Truly.
100%.
We can't ever go back.
No, we can't. Like, I take long showers. There are times where, like, you have to get up and use the bathroom while I'm showering. Mm-hmm. There's maybe been one or two instances back in Brooklyn where you had to come into the bathroom and
I don't want that for
no,
you.
No, you don't want it.
I don't
and
wish
like,
that on you.
I don't think, like, I think you and I are so open about things, but there are certain stuff where it's like, yeah, I need my privacy right now. Like,
Well, we're good about that.
We are good about that.
We're also good about giving it if the other person asks.
Totally, 100%. Yeah. But it's not like,
people have to ask 5 times if you're mad, though. Like, you have to be like, are you mad at me? Mm-hmm. Like, no, I need to get this done. Leave me alone. You're like, but you're not mad, right?
But you're not mad, right? so like, that was huge.
Half bath is huge,
but like, listen, not everybody can get that for like lots of reasons. We got very fortunate that we were able to find.
And another advantage we have is that I currently have an office.
And
so
then
there's
you
like
have
space.
An office. You have your own space.
Yeah. Because you're sort of, I'm in charge of the house.
Yeah. Like,
cause you have a very specific eye.
I love decorating and I love keeping the home. Like
listeners of this podcast have heard all of my guests talk about how nice my apartment is.
Which and is it's so like, sweet.
Especially when they first walk in the door and they're always like, it's clear people who don't know me are like, who don't know me that well, but are guesting on the podcast are like truly surprised about what I live in when they show up. I think the listeners would be.
We should post some photos.
Join our Patreon for a video tour of our apartment. That's when you know you've gone insane. When you're like, my fans need to see the inside of my apartment.
How desperate we are to get money to save for a house.
Yeah, we're like, if you'll pay for it, we'll fucking show you guys.
Worst idea ever.
Yeah. I'm going to do camboy stuff for Bear Chasers.
Like, perfect.
I'm going to eat sandwiches shirtless on camera and
I will
shit
film
like
it for you and I will promote the shit out of it. Yeah, I think like the key though.
Oh, sorry, going
yeah,
back to
yeah, you, the question.
You have such a specific eye and a specific taste that things I would want don't necessarily. I mean, I love most of the stuff we have in our apartment. But if I were to pick something to put in the apartment, you'd be like, no, this doesn't work at all.
You can put that in your office. No,
right. Because you have like also, you have a good eye for keeping it cohesive. Like
yes.
There won't be just like a cool thing that's mine that unless it matches the style of the apartment.
Yes. Like your vintage map of Long Island, like that could go out there. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But then you would like scream about Westchester and point
well,
out.
Then I would need a Westchester one. No, but I think just the key to like living with each other, just like in general, just like it is a little bit about compromise or just really understanding what the other person, like respecting the other person and like what their likes and dislikes are. Like I have a friend who was having a hard time at first moving in with her boyfriend because he really likes quiet time. And like she comes home and she's like, ah! And he's like, I can't like have that. So like she had to learn that like she can come home and be like, hey, good to see you, love you, and like give him like a little bit of like time.
Post-work quiet time.
Like I totally I get that. So it's just like, I don't know, you just like find your balance with stuff.
I would say also we benefit from a relationship and from our schedules of our careers that we both get alone time in the apartment.
I get a little bit of alone time. You're home more than I am.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a full-time job.
I have a full-time job.
I run this house.
You do run this house. You do. Guys, John, really, I don't think a lot of people would know this, but you're really responsible for keeping shit going. Like, you pay all the bills. Anytime there's, like, a notice comes in from, like, DMV or, like, the city because we have to update, like, parking or whatever. I don't even know. Like, whatever, like, the adult shit is, like, you handle that. I don't.
Anything that would come via mail. Is my territory.
I hate opening the mail. Does anybody else like hate opening like the mail? And I don't mean like your fun mail, like, ooh, my magazines are here and my packages have arrived. I mean like envelopes from like your insurance company or.
See, I like nothing more than getting it. Well, that's the thing. As someone who's had a job for 10 years straight, you know, you've had direct deposit for a long time.
Yeah.
Your checks come in the mail. You love getting mail.
Of course.
Yeah. If you're a freelancer, you fucking check the mail.
Yeah.
You know when the mail lady comes at like 3-ish and you're able to check your mail at any time.
Shout out Alice.
Shout out to Alice. Fucking number one mail lady. What's up? What's up? What's up? So we benefit from some alone time though, like me doing shows at night or me traveling for work to do festivals.
True.
Or you travel for work sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge element of
I don't travel as much anymore. I used to travel a lot. Now I haven't been.
Right. We still do travel separately, even if it is socially, like for fun.
Definitely.
We
will.
But it's that opportunity, like, to have the house to yourself for 2 days.
Or best.
On the flip of it, to have a hotel for yourself for 2 days.
So nice.
Makes you more excited to come back home, makes you more excited for your partner mm-hmm. to come back home. But there is an element of like, so keep that in mind, people who are maybe having a hard time or thinking about
like
first moving in with
someone. Codependent.
Yeah. Be okay with like
separate nights.
You
separate
love
times.
When I go play poker because you're like, now the night's mine.
Ugh, love. Dreams.
And I want you to be home every night. But if you're not going to be, I want you to go like, babe, you know, Wednesday I have lashes and something else. I won't be home till 9. And I'm like, okay, the house is mine until 8:30. So, you know, I could play video games. I could do all the like hog the TV shit, you know? Yeah.
Shout out to Allie at Lash Club.
Shout out to Allie at Lash Club.
Any ladies in LA who need to get their lashes done.
Seriously, Lash guys, Club. We'll post an extreme close-up of Tiff's eyelashes on the Instagram.
They're dope.
For you eyelash freaks. She'll be on Wiki Feet. Wiki Eyes.
Wiki Eyes.
I was going to say Lash Feet, but that made no sense.
That'll be a thing at some point, I'm sure.
Oh, hell yeah. There's going to be. There's already a thing. If it's out there.
If you thought of it, it's a thing.
If you thought of something, someone jerks off to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you're like, oh, I like eyelashes, someone's like, I really like them.
Do you think people jerk off to eyelashes?
I think people get turned on by everything.
Do you
everything.
Think there's like, I'm just thinking of like flutter eyelashes on top of like a penis, like people liking that? Like, what would you do with these things? Like, I don't know.
We'll
think I just gave somebody an idea.
I think you just gave someone an idea too. Someone very specific.
I was just thinking like how it, I don't know.
Butterfly kiss. And isn't that what it's called? A butterfly kiss? When you,
I guess so, yeah.
It's a butterfly kissing the tip of my penis. Gently kiss. That is someone's fetish.
It definitely is.
Well, but that's kind of what I like about
fetishes
in general. I don't have many. I don't think. Right?
Do you
I don't have
any
real ones? No. I like boobs.
That's not a fetish.
I know. But
it's so basic.
I don't even mean fetish. I mean like turn-ons.
That's better.
I mean more like.
Not like better. Like fetishes are great. But I'm saying like.
The one I'm trying to describe is turn-ons. Is like the thing is, like I always use this analogy and I'm sure you're tired of it in our. But every band is someone's favorite band. But it's like someone still loves fucking Hoobastank. There's like, I mean, there's a ton of people still love Hoobastank. Yes.
No, they do.
There's people who still love bands.
I know.
And I think like it's fun to think about that like from turn-ons. It's like if you thought of it, it makes someone get horny. Like anything is possible. Think about it.
It's
like,
true.
Like shit, like because even like
I would say like I was just trying to think of something disgusting, but I'm like, no, someone's definitely gonna be jerking
right,
off or fingering themselves to that. Like
to be
sure.
honest, I think poop is one of the grosser things.
It is pretty nasty.
But people enjoy it.
Yeah.
People, there are people who get off with the aid of fecal matter
like,
that tries
throw
and more power to them. But like, yeah, that stuff, that bathroom stuff is for the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't even like pee-pee. I don't even like the president
like
stuff.
Pee-pee.
I like to be pissed on.
Oh, God.
On the bed, on Obama's bed, the bed Obama was sleeping on. Where you are, Tiffany knows.
I know. That like,
trouble's starting when I start doing my Trump voice.
Next question.
Tiff is just calling the next. Oh, here's a good question from at Max D. Nichols. Have you ever been to Australia? If not, do you want to? If so, how was it?
Oh my gosh. All right.
We have a little Australia history.
We never end up going. It was something we talked about doing in college. We weren't dating yet.
But we were both at the informative meeting about studying abroad in Australia.
And it turned out to be like really expensive.
And both of us were like, I don't think our parents are going to let us do this.
No, because it went beyond just like your normal tuition.
Yeah,
there was like
cost
all
like
this.
X amount of, it costs like an extra few $1,000, $10,000 maybe.
It was a lot.
And it also you still had to pay your tuition.
Yeah.
And
it was a lot. It was like, nope, that's done. But I was fortunate enough for my last job to have to go to, okay, so that's really weird because I'm on airplane mode and I just got a text message.
Because you're also on Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So you're going to get iChat. Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah. For the listeners, I spent the drive home from work today helping Tiffany talk through watching a video on her iPad.
I work for a streaming company. And this is, I'm like, I don't.
Say no more. They're going to fire you when they find out you're a guest
get
on
it.
This
podcast. How do you download a thing?
How do I watch the thing?
How do you watch
Yikes.
The thing?
Yikes.
No, so we ended up not going, but I was really lucky and we got to go to New Zealand a few times because of my job taking me there.
And we know some Aussies right now are going, that's like saying, I didn't get to go to US, but at least I got to go to Canada.
No, yeah, right. Yeah. Totally not. So I totally get that. So,
but one of our best friends and is, a former guest of the podcast, Paul Young from the rugby
episode.
He's
been there. So
he's been there.
He's been there. He's from there. He's from there. He also has been there too.
But he goes back all the time.
He's been back all the time. What am I saying? Why am I just repeating everything that you're saying?
Because you're not paying
right
attention
now.
Either.
I'm not paying attention.
No, it's like you begged me to come.
I'm like bored. I'm like, bye.
I can tell.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not. I'm not bored.
You literally are like playing with the microphone wire, not looking at me and just repeating what I say to you. This is the shit you do when you're not paying attention to me.
Oh my God.
You're doing it live on air. I'm so happy people are hearing this. No edits.
No edits.
No edits.
Not even like one.
No, stay focused.
No, it's fine. But what I was going
Paul's
to say was,
from there.
Paul's from there, and I've talked to him about going there.
He wants to bring us back for Christmas.
I am so scared. I don't even know if it's scared anymore. I have a really weird, sick obsession with spiders, and it was really bad arachnophobia when I was younger, like terrified. Like I'd see a spider in my room, and I would not want to sleep in my room for weeks. And I don't mean like a little spider. I mean, like I would get like nasty, like wood spiders in my room, and they're terrifying. They have the worst spiders ever in Australia. And now it's just become like an obsession, like with living out here. Like I go out around our apartment all the time. I kill black widows constantly. I go out there with spray and a flashlight and like I hunt them down.
Yeah,
and like
you make other people afraid of
black
widows.
Yeah, I do. I talk to everybody about them, and then they're because like no one's aware of how common they are out here because like
because
you don't
no
really
one's
see
ever
them.
Been bit one, by one that we know.
No,
I mean people
know.
Have been,
but
even
that's
friends
also
of
really
friends,
rare.
We don't even know someone.
No,
who's
it's
been
so there. Rare. But anyways, Australia has really bad spiders, so like I'm like not doing that, and even talking to like our friend Paul, he's like, oh yeah, no, you definitely would have a problem going there. I like. Love, hate the ocean. Like, I think it's so pretty. I like to go in like a little bit, like, but I get too nervous if it's too like choppy and like you can't see your feet. And there's like,
you're worried about critters.
Critters.
Sea critters.
I don't want sea critters. Like, I don't want sharks. I don't want any like jellyfish. I'm afraid of everything is basically what I'm learning as an adult.
You're afraid of murderers.
I'm like, no murderers, no sharks, no spiders.
Yeah, the three things, the holy trinity of fear.
I can't leave the house.
Sharks, spiders, and murderers. Anyone could be any one of them. Any person you pass on the street could be a murderer, a shark, or a spider. Hey, will you both do a mushrooms or acid trip episode where Gabrus is the guest tripping balls and Tiff is the host? This is from @VictorRodriguez.
I mean,
no way.
No way.
No way.
Yes way. Just kidding. Let's do it.
No, I don't want to do that. You're not the type of person I want to trip around.
No, I actually I don't think like you would enjoy it because I think you'd be like too self-conscious of like what I was thinking.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You as my wife and my partner, but also you from that like point of view, I would be so like self-conscious. Like I would be like, she thinks this is so stupid and she's watching me and now she's mad and now I have to, now I'm tripping
that's
and now
terrible.
I'm scared, now I'm having a bad trip. Yeah.
So we're just not doing that.
We're not doing that.
But it's a fun idea.
It's a great idea. I will continue to do mushrooms, but we will not do it directly in front of Tiff on microphones. Although we did FaceTime one time when I was on mushrooms.
We did?
You were at Betsy's birthday.
Oh, that's right. You were doing mushrooms.
Yes. And I'm like, I'm on mushrooms. You're like, did you just say you're on mushrooms? I was like, I love you, Bob.
You're like a tiki bar or something. Yeah.
Wait, I was at a tiki bar?
No, I was.
I was like, no, I was at Bonnaroo at like the catering tent. Oh, here's from @Tom_G_DVM. What is the weirdest thing you've seen Gabrus eat?
In real life? Live, like, because obviously the snake, I mean, everybody knows you eating the snake, but I didn't see that in person.
No, you saw me the next morning.
I saw you the next morning.
Well, because, no, you heard from me that night. Because...
Yeah, I didn't come over to your house that night after work. We
I think
were in
you
college.
Did to, like, check on me because...
Yeah, I was, like, worried. I thought you were, like, going to die. I thought you were, like, poison yourself. I had no idea what kind of snake you ate, like, how old
it
was.
I did poison
like,
myself, but with, like, fucking
disgusting.
Guinness.
Like, eat it. I don't know. I think that's probably the weirdest thing you've ever done... Like eating wise.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything else weird like that you've.
We're rarely together in a situation where someone's like, look, we found a cricket. You want to eat it? I mean, I've eaten bugs in front of you before though, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
There used to be a joke of mine.
I used to like take cicadas off the tree and pop them in my mouth and disgusting. People would be like so grossed out. What is the weirdest thing you've ever seen me eat?
I don't know. Like what to you is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Have we ordered anything like weird out when we've
traveled?
I don't
know. See, that's the thing. Like John and I are like, we really love food and trying different stuff. So
We've definitely eaten a ton of weird stuff in front of each other.
Like we definitely have. I mean, like we've eaten like frog legs. We've had snails. We've had kangaroo.
Yeah. Gator.
Gator. I'm like, and mind you, I'm
snake sausage, I'm snake just, and rabbit sausage.
Yeah. Snake and rabbits. Where was that?
Verstkuch in Venice.
We've had a immature egg or whatever the hell it was called. At.
Oh yeah.
Blue Hill.
At Blue Hill. Yeah. What is that called?
It's like, it was fucked up. Yeah. Like, it was hindsight. Fucked up. Yeah. And also like I'm not eating.
You don't eat beef or pork
beef
anymore.
Beef or pork anymore. So like, I'm like, oh, that's like so sad. I ate a kangaroo. Like it makes me really sad that I did that. But it was delicious.
You didn't eat a kangaroo. You had some kangaroo.
I had some, but it was delicious. Like definitely not okay with it now.
I'm okay with eating any animals.
Yeah.
I
get it.
I'd eat dogs.
It's delicious. No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Wouldn't that be an honorable death for
some
dogs?
No, it would not be. Get out of here.
I think it would be a true honor to eat Arthur.
Do you ever think about that when you pet him? Like, I love grabbing his little meaty thigh, and I'm like, can I ever eat you if I really had to? And I couldn't do it. No, I think about it a lot.
He's too old, too. I'm like, dude, you're going to taste
like tough and grisly.
Yeah, he's like an old critter. We don't need to be nibbling on his gray bones.
I was just going
to
do like a Rodney Dangerfield voice.
No, yeah. Hey, I tell you, get no respect, my mom. Yeah. I'm doing like Stallone and Rodney Dangerfield all the time. Hey, I tell you, I get no respect, you know? Hey, I'm trying to eat my legs when I'm at home. Well, because you love the movie Back to School.
I love that movie so much.
I tell you, my old high school is really tough. You know, after they sack your quarterback, they went after his mother. What's a bath without bubbles? Hey, bubbles, get in here. I'm obsessed with that movie too.
So good. Let's go watch it.
Why don't you help me straighten out my Longfellow?
Watch it after this.
Oh, let's. That's always a fun thing to talk about. Let's talk about some shit we watched recently.
Ooh, that we really liked together.
Yeah.
Well,
we're loving the last season of You're the Worst.
Oh my God. It's so good. And if anyone's fallen off, like
the last season was not our favorite.
It wasn't our favorite.
Last season.
Yeah, but like it's so well written. The acting is amazing, and it's almost like a little like nail biting. Like what's going to happen?
And we're like seven episodes in. Yeah. And we're like, fuck, what is going on?
It's amazing. It's so good.
Friend of the show, PFT was so good as like the crazy villain.
Amazing.
The bachelor party episode is so
funny.
Good. Yeah, highly recommend you catch up on that show.
Yeah,
don't give up on it. It's really
great.
This season is good. It's the last season.
Shout out. We're going to start tonight the new effects show.
What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows, because you're in the pilot.
Yes. I mean, to be fair, we were such fans of this movie.
Loved
we
loved it watching, so much.
We would have the season pass set if I wasn't in this pilot. Because
so good.
When we heard about it, we were pumped. And then when I got to audition for it, I was even more pumped. And then you can watch the episode. But apparently, I made the cut. We haven't watched it yet. We're going to watch it right after
we record. I hope you still made it.
I did.
100%.
A lot of people have seen the pilot.
Okay.
Yeah, and people are tweeting at me too.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Right. We're excited to start watching that.
Game of Thrones, obviously.
We're hyped on Game. We just rewatched the last season, which was such a smart move. It rebuilt the hype so
I know,
much.
I kind of wish like we did it a little bit closer to premiere.
Well, we didn't know we were going to watch 10 in like a week.
Well, no, because we just started it again because we were like, oh, this will be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, and we'll do like an episode every week. And by April, it'll be like, you know,
stop.
But we couldn't stop because it really is so good. You were literally talking about maybe jumping all the way back to the first and trying to rip all the way through to catch up.
It's like it's
too much.
It's a big undertaking.
Yeah, because there's like so much stuff we still want to watch.
Do you have like a theory? Because I know you've read the books. Obviously, the last one hasn't been
right. And then the shows are past the books now, too.
Like, do you have like if Cersei doesn't win, I'm gonna fucking lose it.
Oh yeah, we should talk about this a little bit. That your favorite character
of all time in any movie or television show
is Cersei. The person who is so openly evil, but you like her because she just drinks wine and hates everybody.
Just like. Fabulous clothes.
She's gorgeous and drinks wine and hates everyone. That's like your
fuck. She's the best.
She's the best. She fucks her twin brother.
He's hot. So I was talking to a couple of my friends about it not too long ago, and we're like, it's like really disgusting, but like back then, it's not even like back then.
Back then in Westeros?
It's like not even a real time. Yeah. But we're like, people were like marrying their cousins. Like, did she think it was like that wrong?
No. She's in the right. You should be able to fuck your twin.
Fine.
You should be able to have kids with your twin.
I mean, if it's Jaime Lannister, it's okay.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a big Jon Snow head, right? No.
I don't know. I think
he's a hunk, but he's a pocket hunk.
No, wait, he's way too tiny.
Yeah.
I feel like he's gotten definitely more impressive as a leader, but for the longest time I thought it was kind of a little bit of like a little puss-puss. Like, I don't know.
He annoyed you a little bit.
He annoyed me. He did, a little bit.
You like the big, you like Torum to Giantsbane, right? The big redheaded wildling guy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's so much fun.
Right. He's great. Who's your, who's the hunky character for you? Who do you think is hot?
Oh, my God. Well, it was,
Tyrion?
No. Oh, I love Tyrion.
You have, and I want to say for the record, you've been calling Peter Dinklage hot.
So hot. He's so handsome.
And you also.
And charismatic.
And it's not just. You just made me think of this too, because we used to love Jackass when we were dating way back in the day. You always thought that Wee Man's hot.
Really handsome too.
I mean, he is a handsome dude. Yeah.
He's very handsome. Yeah. Drago. Why can't I think of Cal Drogo. I mean,
Jason
Momoa. Jason Momoa. But
how cool and outside the box of you to think that he's such a fucking hunk.
Why isn't Charlie Hunnam in the show? It's so upsetting. I don't understand.
If they put him in the show, you know my Charlie Hunnam theory. Let him use his British accent.
Just be British. Yeah. Stop being.
Trying to be American.
Stop already.
Mom! But what about the sons? Mom! On the Sons of Anarchy, whenever he's like, Jesus. What was his wife's name?
Tara.
Tara!
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 John's smoking weed right now, so he needs a minute. Don't cough into the mic. That's awful.
Fuck people. I don't care. God. This is from at Tyler Messervy. Has Tiff ever tried comedy, improv, stand-up, ?
No.
I mean, I know the answer, but I thought it would be a fun topic.
I'm like laughing because I'm like, I'm not talented like that.
But you could be. If you lost like one layer of self-consciousness, you'd be very, you are very funny.
I mean...
You are very funny. That's objective. People besides me think you're very funny.
Yeah.
And you are. But that's you're like a layer too self-conscious to do comedy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think you guys are so amazing because like there's no like inhibitions there. Just like, well, if I'm going to fucking fall on my ass tonight or if I'm going to be really like a weird character, like I'd be like too like self-conscious of it. And like also.
Hear me out. Tell me if this is true. You would only be comfortable if you can get really good at stand-up. Or comedy, not in front of anyone, and then revealing it to people.
Maybe?
Because you don't like to, like, fail.
But nobody likes to fail.
But there's only, that you have to fail to, like, learn stuff.
What? I don't understand.
You failed. You have to fail to, like, learn.
Definitely do.
And for some people, like.
You'd be, like, fearless in that regard.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. Trying to do this shit is more about not giving up than it is about anything else. It's like,
yeah. Well, I even think about like you going on auditions and stuff all the time, like the not knowing and like the waiting. I'm not good at that.
Yeah, you're impatient.
I'm impatient.
Yeah.
And I'm just
and
like,
you like the answer right
away.
Yeah,
which is like, well, no, even if like I didn't get it, I'd be like, that's fine. But like, can you just tell me? And like a lot of times like you don't find out.
Right.
And that would cause me to have anxiety.
Well, one way to get over that anxiety is just always assume you didn't get it because you always end up being right. Except in the case of What We Do in the Shadows premiering last night on FX. Wait, here's a weird one from at Waffle Big Words. I live on 14th Street in Verplank.
What?
Is there anything you miss about your hometown?
Who is this?
I don't know. His name's Waffle Big Words.
Wait, is there a name?
No, he doesn't have a name.
Wait, first of all, that is amazing.
Well, because now you can safely say because...
So the street that he just referenced where I grew up, it was this hill. And it was really pretty because when you drive down it, like there was a Lake Mihaw was down there. And then like at a certain angle, you could see the Hudson. Also, Angie's Deli makes the best scrambled egg sandwich ever. It's so good.
I have strong deli opinions, but Angie's Deli makes a fucking hell of a sandwich.
So good.
So that's one thing you miss from your hometown?
I do. I mean, like, I also like love Verplank. I called it like a little trashy town. Like, it definitely is. But like, it's on the Hudson. It has so much potential. Well, the town's like,
Yeah, but it's like old and nice and shit. Yeah. Yeah. It's got weird vibes because it's just an old small town outside of New York. That's funny that guy called out that street.
Oh,
that's
shout out to you. But who was his name?
Waffle Big Words.
Nice.
Here's at Who the Fish JH. If you were going to be on Drunk History, what would you want to talk about?
Ooh.
I thought that was a good question.
That's such a fun question.
Yeah.
This is such a dumb question, but Drunk History, it's like any time period, right?
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about in history.
Marie Antoinette.
Right. You love all that.
I love all that shit.
The queen.
Give me some like corsets and yeah. cake and feathers in your hair.
Cake in your hair?
Yeah, or cake in your hair.
Here's a question from Dr. DC. I was actually on the Dr. DC podcast in the Yukon. They're based out of Yukon, these
guys.
Oh,
that's cool.
I went and did their podcast. I didn't go to Canada just to do their podcast, but I got it done while I was there. Hi, Tiff. Of all Gabrus's interests, weed, movies, food, comic books, podcasts, etc., what is the one you enjoy sharing in the most?
Oh, God, food. I love eating. You
watch a lot of TV and movies, too.
I do.
And you do enjoy it. It's yes. not, I don't.
No, I love it so much.
Food is sort of, I help seek out restaurants, but you're sort of the food person in the relationship.
I will say, I feel like you really got into food more so because of me. Like, I think obviously you've always loved eating.
Right.
But like, I really expanded your palate.
Oh, you opened up a lot of things besides my palate and mind and butthole. No, I had sushi for the first time at your 22nd birthday or your 21st birthday.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah. We were just friends, maybe 20th.
I think it was my 21st.
Yeah. I had sushi for the first time because I was like, this girl I like wants to go to sushi restaurant for her birthday. What mm-hmm. the fuck? Who wants to eat sushi? And then you're like, just try it. And I was like, holy shit, this is so good. It was like we were at a sushi place in like Poughkeepsie. We were at Osho. Shout out Osho on Route 9.
Such a cute little like house that it was in.
And then in hindsight, it was like just fine sushi, but I was just so, I had no idea. It's so good.
So good. But like.
You introduced me to fresh vegetables.
Shout out to fresh veggies, for real. Like you never had them. And I thought it was so weird. Like, because it was like canned.
And
I don't
frozen.
Think you ever had a raw onion or sauteed onion. Something with onions, you're like, I never had that. And I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever had sauteed onions. We weren't big onion people in our house. Yeah. We weren't big anything.
Yeah.
We ate sandwiches all the time.
Yeah,
we
truly sandwiches are great.
But yeah, no, they're not like dinner food for a family. Well, no. But that's like what soup and sandwich night was like a big thing.
Barbaric.
Yeah, yeah. It was good, but it really fucked up my eating habits for life.
Yeah.
But then I got with you, a child of a couple of cooks and a family of foodies, and you just cooking for me opened up. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still full from our dinner last night. We went to
Major Domo with former guests of the podcast and Adam, and now heartbroken for not being mentioned in the funniest friends category, Adam Pally.
I thought of Adam, but we were just like talking too much. And I just didn't
recency
give a shout out.
Bias.
Recency bias.
We ate at Major Domo, David Chang's new restaurant down in LA, and it was fucking fire.
So good.
And Tiff did her drunken thing of like ordering courses in the middle of eating other courses.
These guys have like a 30-pound like short rib or something. I'm like, can we get the duck fried rice?
Yeah.
Because of my defense.
You don't eat beef.
I don't eat beef.
Yeah. That short rib was fucking great. That duck rice was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was delicious.
The bings were great.
The bings were, ooh.
Those little like, they were like big bellinis, like caviar bellinis. We're talking about food that we love, going back to media diets, other shows we recently loved that we watched together were, we loved Pen 15.
Oh my God.
I mean, everyone has, because it is truly, if you haven't watched Pen 15, I don't have any stake in the show except friends with the showrunner, Gabe, shout out to Gabe Liebman, but I'm not even that good of friends with him. I just like that dude a lot.
And then Brooke.
Oh, and then Brooke Podjoy is one of the executive producers, and I'm friends with her. But I get nothing out of this. I would say get Hulu and watch this show and get a 30-day trial.
Agreed.
Watch Pen 15 and cancel it.
Honestly, one of the funniest shows ever, especially for anyone like around like our age.
Yeah.
Because like anywhere with them, like I would
they're
say
in middle school in 2000.
Yeah.
So if 2000, if you can like picture what 99, 2000 was in your head, then you'll appreciate this. For
so
us,
much.
It was our senior year of high school. For them, it's their seventh grade, you know?
I know. It was like at work the other day and someone's like, oh, it was just right exact same time. Like that's when I was in middle school too. And I was like, oh God, it hurts so bad.
I was like, I was a senior when this came out.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know. Like I was talking on set today about playing Dungeons and Dragons and I'm like, oh, I've been playing. They're like, yeah, I've only been playing for a couple of years. I'm like, I've been playing for a long time. I'm like, I've been playing since 94? And I was like, holy shit, that's so long ago.
So long ago.
The dude was born in 94 that I was talking
to. It's always weird. I really get freaked out by people that are adults.
That are 10 years younger than us? Because they could be 27 and be 10 years younger than us?
Yeah, but they were like born in the 90s. I'm like, born in the 90s? I'm like, you're so young.
People who were born the year we graduated high school are graduated from high school now.
Oh, that's crazy.
A baby, a person who is zero at your high school graduation just had their high school graduation. That's such a terrifying way to look at how old we are. Mortality. Wonderful. Okay. So food and movies. Oh, we also really liked, I just keep remembering shows, Derry Girls.
Oh, Derry Girls was great on Netflix.
Yeah. Irish female comedy, and it's fucking, and I don't say female comedy meaning I mean nothing other than
no, it's
the
like
cast
all
is all women
females,
and they're so fucking funny.
So fucking funny. Also takes place in the 90s.
Right. Oh, right. It is dated too. Yes. And it's so cool. It's weirdly making a big thing right now.
The 90s are so trendy. I mean, look at fashion and everything right now.
Yikes. I thought the 90s were like the worst when we were in them, but it turns out people have like nostalgia for
it. Legit was like at the salon last week and a kid was in cut off Jenkos and have like a bleach blonde, like long, like bowl, like cut. And I was like, oh, this is chic right now. I was like, this is crazy.
Well, this is this kind of like how in the late 90s I was wearing like
maybe like the 80s stuff
because we were wearing like bowling shirts and shit. Yeah. It was like popular. We were like, everyone's always
that's
like
not 80s, but yeah,
I will say I've been wearing Hawaiian shirts since high school.
I feel like it's always around 30 years.
That makes sense. That's when it
when
that's
kind of like stuff starts to get recycled.
Well, 25-year-olds who weren't alive then look back at old pictures and be like, oh, cool, bleach blonde hair. Totally. That would look cool, you know? Yeah. I can't wait. Armies of white dudes with buzz cuts, blonde hair, Eminem thing with like the ball necklace. Dudes rock that shit so hard. You know, like the anal bead necklace that those dudes used to wear. Here's a question for Tiff from @rock_mechanic. What is your favorite Taco Bell order?
Oh my gosh. So I'm so dumb because I don't eat meat anymore. But I used to, the 7-layer burrito is so delicious. But
you
I
like
haven't
the
had that.
Beefy 5-layer too.
Oh, I'm sorry. The beefy 5-layer. That's what I just called it a 7-layer because I never know what I'm talking about.
Right. But I do.
It's the beefy 5-layer.
We always joke that English is your second language. We just don't know what your first one was.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not a cheesy gordita grunge person. Since you stopped eating beef, a lot.
Something is so weird with the beans there. I don't know. Does anybody else? I don't know. It almost has like a like weird, like fishy taste to it.
Yeah. Can some people who are, and Tiff doesn't love the taste of Taco Bell's chicken either. If there's a vegetarians out there who aren't eating the meat at Taco Bell, can you guys add us with some cool,
please,
like what you do option wise?
Desperate.
We can ask a friend of the pod, Jackie Johnson. She will know.
Yes.
Because she's a vegetarian, loves Taco Bell. Okay. There's a couple more good questions here. This and then we'll wrap it up soon. This is from @ShaneTatansky. What's the perfect serious / dramatic film or television role for Gabrus?
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, say you get to cast me in something you think I would do well in. Not
that's on like currently or
no,
past?
No. Just like even the kind of role. Like, what would you think I could do well in a non-comedy role?
I think you'd be really good at playing a husband.
Oh, thank you.
You're
Beans.
Welcome. Because you are so sweet and like loving and caring and sensitive and
you know, it's funny. That was another question I remember seeing was what are some traits of Gabrus's or things that we might not know about him? And I think people assume I'm like a sweetheart.
I think I talked about this like a little bit in the last one too. It's like, I think someone asked like, what would be like the thing you'd be most surprised about? And it's like, you're so sensitive. And sometimes it's like a really sweet, loving, like lovely, like endearing thing. And sometimes it's kind of irritating.
Most of the time it irritates.
Most of the time it's irritating. I'm just trying to seem a little bit more likable tonight.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I am very sensitive. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes me a good conversationalist.
Mm-hmm.
But it also is a con. It's a pro of being married to me and a con.
I agree.
Weirdly enough, whenever you drink, I'm extra sensitive.
I can't imagine why. Nothing but a goddamn angel.
You're so goddamn sensitive.
Whipping plates across the table.
Here's a fun one. @JarvisFolk. Okay, Tiff, how do you, as a non-pot smoker, deal with John's high ass all the time?
Oh, I love you high.
Yeah.
But
I don't get like silly Billy
no,
high.
No.
Really.
You're not like in like some like stupor. I will say it's a great question. It annoyed me a lot when like, because you weren't always a smoker. It wasn't like I met you in college and you were like smoking
weed.
Yeah,
I didn't
this
really start smoking weed until I was 25. Yeah. Hey, when I met you, you weren't drinking.
Yeah, this is true either.
We've driven each other to different levels of drinking drugs and alcohol.
We were better people at one point.
Before
we learned each other.
Learned addiction from one another.
No, I like you high. Like, you're like extra sweet, really like fun, chill. You do the dishes.
Yeah.
I do find it annoying though. If like I'm feeling like if it's like a task oriented like day or like time where we're like supposed to like we know we're like all right we got to get like X, Y, and Z done and like you're just like super stoned and like you do get pretty fucking dopey when you smoke.
Yeah.
And like not the best at functioning all the time. And like that's like the only time I really get annoyed is like we're trying to tackle something and you can't because of it.
But luckily you're never really trying to get a bunch of stuff done.
No, so I'm like never ever. I'm like so chill. Oh my God, don't release this.
What do you mean?
Don't release it.
No one, people should not even be siding with me in these conversations. It's like you are trying to get stuff done. You are trying to do like.
I'm like no fun.
You are very fun. You're arguably too fun.
I'm too fun. That's the problem.
You are too fun. That's something you could agree on. You're right. I am too fun.
I'm too fun.
Here's a cute question from at Michelada for me.
Oh, good, cute good name. Too.
What kind of music do you listen to together?
Well,
because we have strong opinions about each other's some of each other's favorite music.
Yes.
Well, not strong opinions. I don't love 40s.
I am obsessed with 40s music. Like anything like big band, like give it to me. We have 40s Junction on Sirius.
Yeah.
40s Junction on Sirius is my favorite. Whenever like I leave Artie, because we put music on for him, I always say, Alexa, play big band music.
And I say, Alexa, play Billy Joel.
And then he has Billy Joel, which is like also amazing. But I think like together we've always been like into indie rock.
Right. Yeah.
That's always been a thing.
Like when we started working in the city, even before we moved in together, we were hitting Webster Hall.
Yeah. Going like Arcade Fire.
Bowery Ballroom. So we were in New York City in like
such a good time for 2000s music.
For New York's like you music. Know Oof. We were seeing like all these fucking great bands come through. I'm trying
block
to think of the
party,
other venues.
TV on the radio,
Block Party. We saw Arcade Fire at Central Park where David Bowie joined them. We've seen Beck. I saw White Stripes and Strokes at Radio mm-hmm. City. We saw Strokes a couple of times.
Yep.
We saw TV
Regina
on
Spector.
We saw TV on the Radio make paint fall down from the ceiling mm-hmm. in the Harlem Church.
Flaming Lips.
Regina Spektor we saw a few times, you said. We saw so many good bands coming up at that time. We saw The Shins a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other bands that kind of didn't pop as much. Franz Ferdinand.
I forgot we went to that.
Yeah, yeah. That was a fun show, though.
That was a fun show. Oh, my God. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Of Montreal we saw, mm-hmm, remember? With mm-hmm. the guy in the wedding dress. That's something we liked a lot together.
We like New Wave.
We really like New Wave a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big thing for me is like 80s New Wave. And then you like 40s music that I'm not a big fan of. You don't always want to listen to hip hop. You have to be in a mood.
I really do like hip hop like a lot. I just like sometimes just like when we're in the car and it's like all we've been listening to. And when you like really listen to the lyrics and I'm not like super PC and uptight by any means. But sometimes I'm like, guys,
yeah,
can we fucking chill? Like this is like gross.
Yeah.
Like when you're just hearing it, it's like song after song after song. I'm like, I don't need to hear about your fucking dick getting sucked or like, it's just like, it's like gratuitous after a while.
Totally.
But I mean, like I love hip hop. I love dancing.
Yeah.
It's just, sometimes I'm just like, all right, enough. You've recently, not that you, I would say you've gotten into it, but I really appreciated that you saw Sylvanesso live and I really love her.
Yeah.
And like you.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
I mean.
She's maybe, got that booty.
Yeah.
She got that booty clap.
She has great music.
Yeah.
She's so fun to see live. She puts on a show
mm-hmm.
and girl's thick.
Yeah. Girl's got some thickness.
And I'm a fan of all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
And I was maybe, you know, on some residuals, mushrooms were still hitting me at this time. But me and I saw it with, shout out to comedian Kyle Ayers. We stood next to each other. Actually, he's on the Live at Bonnaroo episode. We stood next to each other and we're like, he's like, I really love Sylvanesso. I'm like, oh, my wife is obsessed. I'll go with you to go see him. And we stood there like truly dropped jaw because we were like, it's two people. It's her and a guy.
That's it.
Yeah. On stage. And it's fucking awesome.
I had tickets to go see her at one point, like 2 years ago when I was sick and I ended up not going. It was very upsetting.
We were actually, I was talking about this with Ben the other day, Strickoff. We were like, it's crazy. Like I shouldn't buy concert tickets anymore because when the concerts come around, you're like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Just like, it's a lot of work sometimes. And like often like you get stuck at work or
yeah.
stuff comes up. It just, it's harder, like, as an adult. I think, too, like, living in LA, like, in New York, I felt like it was so easy. First of all, we were way younger. Going to the bowl, like, leaving after that, it is such...
Yeah, you have to, like, build it into your evening.
It's a lot.
You're like, all right, I guess I'm going to walk back down yeah. to Hollywood Boulevard before I jump in
a car.
So
I would say, like, everybody in, like, their 20s right now, just, like, keep on going to shows, like, as much as you can.
See live theater, see live comedy, see live... We still go to...
Yeah, we go to
probably
stuff,
so. We probably go to a fair amount of stuff, but I would say, like, it's fallen off hard. Like, our thing used to be... Yeah. Go to concerts.
Totally.
Get drunk. Watch a yeah. concert. Yeah, and then fucking... Get drunk before, drink during, and then fucking eat after.
So, like, much drinking. Pizza or, God.
What was the Mexican place in the Lower East Side that we loved? That was, there's like four of them, and they had like orange and yellow lights.
The place was like next to the UCB?
No. This one was like East, not like Lower East Side. Like, it was down by like Professor Tom's and Whiskey Ward, where we used to hang out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it was like Taco
know.
Loco or Poco Taco
yeah, something
or something
like
that. It was so fucking good. If anyone is remembering that, we're sorry. You probably hate that moment right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, Empanada Mama.
Oh, we loved Empanada Mama.
So good.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. We loved Ariba in New York was one of our... Shout out to...
loved Ariba. Goddamn.
Petite
Cravat.
Petite Cravat.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that lives in Brooklyn.
Anyone that lives in Brooklyn.
Even if in Manhattan, get on the subway.
Get on the F train, head down to Hicks and President
B-Y-O-B.
Or Hicks and Union. Bring your own wine and go eat at Petite Cravat.
It's a bouillabaisse.
Great little seafood place, like eight tables in like a fucking florist shop, yep. more or less. It's beautiful. We love that restaurant. We loved the Good Fork in Red Hook.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why are we getting...
Well, I'm just like, now someone, we're talking about New York. Well, I also read all the questions on set today, and I remember one of them was
so
New
you
York
did
spots.
Read the questions. I had asked you.
The questions are for you, and I'm like, need to be able to guide the show. She asked me if I read the question ahead of time because I would have an advantage.
I'm like, I don't want you having one up on me. You're like, one that's up. A problem. What is wrong with you?
And also, I should have one up on you on the podcast I've done 200 episodes
you
of.
You just
and you've
never
done
prepare.
Two.
I don't know why you're preparing for tonight.
I didn't prepare. I had to ask for questions because okay. I couldn't sit here. You wouldn't just
talk to you.
No,
God, exactly. No.
Well, let's Gross. Wrap it up, Bugs. It's getting fucking. Oh, you just heard a secret nickname of Tiffany's, Bugs.
Aw.
And we're getting late here, and we still have some TV to watch in the early morning. But Beans, another secret nickname. Anything you want to tell the people out there about yourself, about life? Any advice you want to give?
No, Goose. Just that I love you so much.
Oh, another nickname.
There's
reveal.
Your nickname drop.
Yeah, but I named you Goose first, but then you stole it.
I did steal it.
Yeah, because I said, talk to me, Goose, from Top Gun. And then you were like, Goose, that's cute. You're Goose.
Cute.
And I'm like, it's from Top Gun. You're like, oh, okay. And then you were like, hey, Goose. Like you just use it however you want now. Do you have anything you want to shout? Usually we plug stuff here, but Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, go donate to Planned Parenthood.
Right, because you're not like, no one needs to buy your albums or anything like
no.
that. You don't have anything
well,
like
maybe
that.
Everyone should watch The Politician when it premieres at the end of September
yeah,
on
check,
Netflix.
Check out the
Ryan
new Netflix
Murphy's
series.
First original
Tiff just
series.
Really likes it.
Just really into it for some reason.
yeah, watch The Politician when it comes on Netflix and also donate to Planned Parenthood. We're a big fan of that company in this house.
That was so sweet of you to think of that.
Well, I was just trying to think of like, because... People have like their own personal projects and you know, you have like your own job and you don't necessarily need to plug. So I was wondering if you want, I knew a charity that you donate to all the time. So I was like, let's fucking,
that's nice.
Let's throw it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donate to Planned Parenthood and let women do whatever the fuck they want to their bodies. You old fucks. It's something I feel strongly about. Let's get into
stupid
it.
Stupid old white men.
Yeah, you stupid old white fucks. Just get out of the way. What do you know about pussies anyway? Let them deal with it.
All right, on that note.
On that note, we eventually. babe, well, I should
thanks
say.
Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for doing
it's
it.
It's been
this
such
is
a delight.
200 episodes.
I feel like this was really long.
This was, but this is how long podcasts are.
Are they?
Well, when you get a good guest. You gotta hold on to
them. When the conversation's just flowing.
When the conversation's just flowing and your wife is just playing with a cord looking away from you.
True story.
Happened tonight. Beans, I love you.
Goose, I love you too.
Thank
this
you so much
lovely.
For doing the podcast. Now, hopefully some big executive at, whatchamacallit, not HeadGum or Earwolf or... Gimlet hears this and wants to hire us to make more podcasts, right?
What should we make together?
Yeah. Why don't you guys tweet at me and tweet us some suggestions for podcast ideas for me and Tiff to do together. Helping people with living together advice, or my so-called wife, where we watch episodes of My So-Called Life.
Yes.
And we talk about
that. I've been pitching that for like 5 years.
Yeah. People would love a podcast where your job is to just like talk about movies and television, and I sit here and translate it all.
Because they're so good. I'm like sure like halfway through this, people are like, I can't listen to this anymore. She can't reference a thing.
Babe, no one is going to hang up because of you on this podcast. if they're still listening, if they're at episode 200 and I'm on it, there's no way they don't like you. You know what I mean? Mm. Like you're a fucking get.
Well, congratulations on 200 episodes.
It's pretty wild,
That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of hours.
And that's only of one of my podcasts.
I know.
Action Boys like has over 100. 20. Fucking Raised by TVs, you know, we have like 50 or something like
that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then not counting like doing Doughboys.
Yeah,
and
not
like
counting guesting on Doughboy. Improv for Humans. Chart went out. I am the most frequent guest on Improv for Humans ever. Besser's podcast. That's a weird brag. But yeah, not including the guests. There's just thousands of hours of me spewing bullshit out there for people to listen to. That's embarrassing.
So much material about Long Island out there.
So much Long Island chats. And plenty more episodes to come. We got some Long Island episodes in the can.
Oy.
Yeah. I have to stagger them out. I have a Long Island episode that I recorded like 2 months ago, but because I had so many, I had to.
Every episode is a Long Island episode.
Every episode of any podcast is a Long Island episode. Fuck Westchester. Long live LI. LLLI. Guys, bye, shitheads.
Bye.
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 That was a HeadGum Podcast.